In Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, we are in Sha'ar Bet, we're up to Perek Yud Zayin. So in your Sfarim, it's on page Kuf Kaf Dalet. In Perek Tet Zayin, the Nefesh HaChaim just spoke to us how to be Mekasher, our Nefesh, our Ruach, our Neshama, with the Nefesh and the Ruach and the Neshama of the Tevot HaTfilah, of the words of the tefillah, as we saw, the otiyot and the nekudot and the te'amim are corresponding to the nefesh, ruach, neshama of the otiyot, and that's how we attach our nefesh, uchol nafshechem, our nefesh, to the tevot ha-tefillah, to the words of the tefillah. Before we begin Perek Yud Zayin, in the Hagaha, at the end of Sha'ar Bet, the Nefesh HaChaim was explaining that by doing so, that's how we are metaken our three bechinot, our nefesh, ruach, neshama. He says, even if we were pogem chas v'shalom in one of them through our ma'asim or our diburim or our machshavot, which as we know, ma'aseh is keneged ha-nefesh and ruach, dibur is keneged ha-ruach and machshavot is keneged ha-neshama. So even if we were pogem through our ma'asim, diburim and machshavot asher lo tovim, and we caused a kilkul through them, to be merachek and to be mafrid ha-hitkashrut shebeneim, and to cause a severance, a disconnection between the nefesh to the ruach, from the ruach to the neshama. As if you remember, we explained at the end of Sha'ar Aleph a while back, in Perek Yudchet of Sha'ar Aleph, through the kishur ha-nefesh ruach neshama to the tevot ha-tfilah, yetuknu lachzor ulitkasher kol echad bechavero she'alav kebatechila. That's how we bring back the kesher of the nefesh to the ruach and the ruach to the neshama. Shezeu shoresh ikar inyan hateshuvah. That's just a thought coming from the Hagaha at the end of Perek Tet Zayin. Let's begin Perek Yud Zayin. Omnam od yesh le'elo ha-milim lifnei ha-oved Elokim v'kedusha. He says, however, we should know that there is still more to say. It's going from a lashon in a pasuk in Iyov. Od yesh le'elo ha-milim is just a nice way of saying yesh od arbe malomar. There's still a lot more to say when it comes to the oved Elokim b'kedusha, to the one who serves Hashem, and in specifically we're talking about tefillah b'kedusha. B'bchina yoter pratit. There is even a more specific element of the avodat Hashem in the tefillah, more than, higher than the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. I mean, we're talking here about ma'alot elyonot, we're talking here about high, very high levels, and here he's going to give us gavoa me'al gavoa. Ve'hu bivchinat shoresh ha-neshama. When we get to the details of the neshama, it's not just three parts, it's really five parts. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. The chaya is called the neshama to the neshama. And if you remember in the machzorim of Yom Kippur, in the alchet, shechatanu lefanecha vepagamnu banefesh, ruach, neshama, uneshama lenishmotenu. And if you remember that, Ben Ish Chai and others add that nusach. Lo nahagnu lomar kacha, aval basidurim achadashim, you have this, neshama lenishmotenu. So, bivchinat shoresh ha-neshama, he nishmeta lenishmeta. It's the neshama of the neshama, hanizkar bazohar, which is mentioned many times in the Zohar, venikret haya. And that's called the level of the neshama, which is the fourth level, that is haya. You know, the mefarshim, they explain that the neshama, we said, is keneged ha-machshava, right? Keneged the machshavot, that's the neshama. The machshava is still attached to the maaseh. When a person has a thought how to do something, so that thought is still in this world. It's still in olam hazeh because it's coming out to fruition. It's coming out into an action. The koach ha-machshava, which is called the etzem ha-machshava, the essence, what gives us the ability to have a thought, that's coming from chaya. That's coming from neshama le neshama. That's mekor ha-machshavot. The ability, the source of our thoughts. that's something that's already very sublime, that's already higher than anything we can fathom in Olam Hazeh. And it has a lot of names. Ve'adam HaRishon Hisiga. The last one who had this, maybe besides Moshe Rabbeinu, who had a kesher to the Chaya and to the Yechida, is Adam HaRishon. Ve'libchinat HaYechida HaNichlelet Ba. And he was also Masig, he also attained the level, the highest level of the Neshama, the most sublime level of the Neshama, which is called Yechida. Sod Olam Adam Kadma'a. That's the sod of Olam Adam HaKadmon. That's the earliest, highest point of the source of the neshamot of Bnei Adam. Adam HaKadmon it's called. V'kamevo'ar lamevin be'etz chayim sof shara mochim. As is understood by the one who learns be'iyun sefer etz chayim. That's the Rabbi Chaim Vital mikitvei Rabbo Ha'ari HaKadosh. In the end of Shara Mochim, she'adam harishon zacha libchinat chaya yechida ha'amitit bimkomam ha'ikari. Adam harishon was the one who was zoche to have all the chilke ha'neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya in yechida. Ve'ayen resh gilgulim u'beperek yudzayin sham. Tremendous bekiut Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin had in the Kitvei Ari. It was just unbelievable the way he quotes the Kitvei Ari. וזהו עיקר כוונתם שדרשו בפסוק תוצא הארץ נפש חיה. There is a midrash on the pasuk in Parashat Bereshit, which simply means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let the land, let the earth, arets, bring out nefesh chaya. That means the animals. כן? זה simple pirush. But the midrash, חכמים on this, if you look in the midrash, Bereshit Rabba, אפילו נפשו של אדם הראשון, אפילו נפשו של משיח. When it says, תוצא הארץ נפש חיה, איזה נפש? Even the נפש of אדם הראשון, even the נפש of משיח, צדקנו. תוצא הארץ נפש חיה. It came from the הארץ. What does that mean? He says, and he talks very much בקיצור, he says, כי זאת הבחינה, היא סוד כנסת ישראל. There is a concept in the Zohar HaKadosh called Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is also a term that we borrow. We say, when we say a fancy way of saying Klal Yisrael, we say Knesset Yisrael. But in Kabbalah, in the Zohar, Knesset Yisrael is a very specific thing. It's the Shoresh Machzav HaNeshamot of Klal Yisrael. It's Nogea to the highest Sfira. To the highest worlds. As we know, there is Atzilut, Beri'ah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, and each one of the four worlds, there are Eser Sfirot. So in Malchut de Atzilut, in the Sfirat HaMalchut of Atzilut, which is the highest, you know, world, which we have no Shayachut to understand, that's where you have Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is in Olam Atzilut. And from there is the Shoresh, is the source of Neshamot of Am Yisrael. That Shoresh is called Eretz HaChaim. So just like you have Eretz in this world is Earth. You know the English word Earth, E-A-R-T-H, the Shoresh of that word is Eretz. You take the word Eretz, it's Earth. So Earth in this world has its parallel in the Olamot HaElyonim. In the Olamot HaElyonim, there's also Bechinat Eretz. There's also what's called Eretz HaChaim HaElyonah. And that's the place that's called Knesset Yisrael. And that's the place from which the Nefesh of Adam HaRishon, which was the Klaliyut of all Neshamot Am Yisrael. All of the Neshamot of Am Yisrael were Klulim in the Neshama of Adam HaRishon. And eventually in the Neshama of Mashiach, Tzidkenu. So when it says Totze Haaretz Nefesh Chaya, yes, Bipshuto it's talking about Haaretz HaAdama, but Bipnimiyut Totze Haaretz Nefesh Chaya is referring to that Aretz Eretz HaChaim HaElyona, which is called Knesset Yisrael, where Nafsho Shel Adam HaRishon Nafsho Shel Mashiach came from. Hainu Shoresh Yesod HaAfar Mehadalet Yesodim. You know, the four yesodot of the person, what are the four arma, right? Esh, ruach, mayim, afar. Every person is made, everything, this world is made from four yesodot, esh, ruach, mayim, and afar. The four yesodot are keneged the four letters of Yud-Keh Vav-Keh. Yud-Keh Vav-Keh is keneged esh, ruach, mayim, afar. It's not by accident that there's arba yesodot. It's keneged the otiyot Yud-Keh Vav-Keh. Yud-Keh Vav-Keh, you have the eser sfirot. In the Yud-Keh Vav-Keh, you have eser sfirot. Yud is Chochma Keduma, as we say in the song Bar Yochai. Yud is Chochma. And the He is the next sfira. Kutzo shel Yud is Keter. Yud is Chochma. And then the He is Chesed, Gevura. Vav is Tiferet, all the way down to Malchut. He is Malchut. That's the Shechina. Like we say in Patach Eliyahu, He ihi Shechinta. So the Yud Ke Vav, Sheroshi Nimla Tal. Yud Ke Vav is Tal, which gives Koach to the He, which is Shechinta Bigaluta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when Am Yisrael is in Galut, the He is in Galut. It's not attached to the Yud Ke Vav. En Shemo Shalem, Ad Sheimache Shemo Shel Amalek. So Yud Ke Vav Ke is Keneged the Arba Yesodot. So in other words, the four earthly yesodot of Esh, Ruach, Mayim, Afar have their source in the Olamot HaElyonim. So he says over here, Shoresh Yesod HeAfar Me'adalet Yesodin Shorashin Kadmain Avahan DeKulu Almin. He says, this Eretz HaChaim HaElyona, this Knesset Yisrael, is the Shoresh of Yesod HeAfar from the Dalet Yesodot. So the afar, by the time it trickles down to this world, it becomes afar. But if you trace it back to its spiritual world, to the Olamot HaElyonim, it's one of the four letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in the Sfirot HaElyonot. It's in the Sfirat HaMalchut HaAtzilut, which is called Eretz HaChaim HaElyona, which is called Sod Knesset Yisrael. I know we're talking Chinese. I understand that. Chas v'shalom, not Chinese. We're talking holy words. Aval, I know that we're not, the ma'alanu ve'ladvarim ha'ele. Aval, lagat, lagat. Gam ani lo hivanti. Az yesh midrash. Totze ha'aretz, nefesh chaya, pshuto muvan, ken? אז הארץ גם כן הביא לכך, הוציא את נשמתו של אדם הראשון. אבל לא מדובר על הארץ שלנו, אלא הארץ, מה שכנגד הארץ, בעולמות העליונים, ארץ החיים. יצא ממנה, היא המקור, העולם שנקרא ארץ החיים, היא המקור של שורש נשמתו של אדם הראשון. ובשורש נשמתו של אדם הראשון היה נפש, רוח, נשמה, חיה יחידה. שלמות הנשמה. And he now gives you homework, of course, to do, which if we were זוכה, we would, you know, הנזכר בזוהר וערה, ועיין זוהר שמות, ובפרשת שלח, רזה תכתיב תוצא ארץ נפש חיה. Now you know those four words are סודות עליונים. ובפרשת שמיני, ואת כל נפש החיה, over there also it's spoken about. ועיין סוף פרשת ויתחנן במתניתין. ועיין רמב"ן בפסוק נעשה אדם. The נפש החיים says, look in the רמב"ן, in the פסוק נעשה אדם, כי רוח השם דיבר בו. The Nefesh HaChaim says, "Tistakel baRamban on the pasuk in Bereshit, because Ramban was talking from Ruach Hakodesh." He says he was talking in these inyanim. Ki Ruach Hashem diber bo. Velachen haya Adam Harishon muchan nichyot leolam, and that's why Adam Harishon kodem achet was able, was ready, was fit to live forever. Lama ki hi haChokma techaye bealeha, because Chokma gives life to the one who has Chokma. אבל בפנימיות, חוכמה is referring to the early ספירות העליונות. That's ספירת החוכמה. תחיה בעליה מלשון חיה. It gives חיים. The one who is זוכה to the חלק הנפש that's called חיה יחידה, לא שייך במיטה. It's not possible that he should die. החוכמה תחיה בעליה, ולכן נקראת חיה. That's why it's called חיה. חיה means מלשון חיים. וזהו תוצא הארץ נפש חיה, ובחטאו נסתלקה הימנו. When Adam HaRishon was Chote, that's when the Chaya Yechida was Mistalek. And if you remember, we learned at the end of Shaar Aleph, Nitzotze Ziv, he had sparks from the Chaya Yechida that were hovering around him, and only the great tzaddikim are zochet to that. But he no longer had the Chaya Yechida which he had prior to the chet. V'ayin ma shekatav Arizal beperik tedvav ubeperik kaf alef ubeperik lamedhem ha'gilgulim. Umeaz, and since then, lo zacha elea shum adam be'odo b'zeh ha'olam. Nobody was zochet to the Chaya, to the Yechida in this world. He says, Chanoch is a very interesting person in the Torah. He's a great-great-grandson of Adam HaRishon, obviously. Chanoch, Vayitale Chanoch et ha'elokim, ve'enenu, ki lakach oto elokim, pitam ne'elam. He died young, in the age 300-something. He died young. Lama, why did he die young? V'chanoch, kesheigia lezot ha'madrega, because Chanoch reached such a high level, he reached the level to attain Chaya. Mamash kimat, he almost reached the level of Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet. That's what we're being told over here. V'yarash ma'alato shel Adam HaRishon. And he was able to achieve the level of Adam HaRishon kemo shekatu bezohar chadash, parashat truma, daf lamed he amud gimel. V'sham b'shir ha'shirim, also in the Zohar Shir ha'shirim, u'b'raya mehem la parashat kedoshim. ובמתניתין סוף פרשת ויתחנן, כמו שפרשם האריזל בפרשת בראשית בדרוש אדם הראשון, ובגלגולים פרק י"ח, כמו שכתב שם פרק למד ה'. What does it say there? להווה יחיל עלמה למסבלה. The world was not possible to tolerate a person such as Chanoch, who is able to reach the level of Adam. The world was not on that level anymore. The world is on a level of achar hachet. Chanoch was able, says the Zohar HaKadosh, to reach the level of Kodem Acher, והוכרח להסתלק מזה העולם. And that's why he had to leave this world. They explain because after the chet, it's not only Adam HaRishon that changed, it's the whole world that changed after the chet. So the world was not able to contain the level of Chanoch. Ve'enenu, ki lakach oto Elokim. And the same thing he says applies to Eliyahu Hanavi. Ve'chen Eliyahu nistalek mize ha'olam kesheisig ktsat me'ota hazihara ila'a. When Eliyahu Navi reached a level that he was zoche to a zohar, to a ziv of the chelek haneshama of Chaya and Yechida, he had to leave the world. He left b'se'ara hashamayma, Eliyahu Navi. Kemo shekatu beperek yutet me'agilgulim, as the Ari HaKadosh tells us. Ukemo shekatu bezohar v'igash. All this is from the Zohar, Rabotai. Ken? Resh tet, resh amud bet. Amar lekutsha brichu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu Navi, ve'alma lo yachil lemizbelachim b'nei nasha. I'm sorry, the world cannot, right now the world cannot handle you with people. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, ve'anachnu mekavim lehasiga achar hatchiyah. Im yirtzeh Hashem. Look how he's told. Who says im yirtzeh Hashem? That's how real it's for the Nefesh HaChaim. By the way, you learn this shah, and the name of the sefer, Nefesh HaChaim, is mamash, is so one with what we're learning. So he says, "V'anachnu mikavim la'asiga achar ha'tchiyah." We hope that after tchiyat ha'metim in the time of Mashiach, we will be able to be masig the level of Chaya. Shomea et ha'sheifot shel ha'arav, ze ha'sheifot shehayu lo. That's the sheifot, nasig Chaya. She'ya'are alenu ruach mimarom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pour upon us ruach mimarom. So now he comes back down a little bit and he explains. Vehu bechinat shoresh ha'machshava shel adam. As we explained before, it's the shoresh of the machshava. The machshava is the neshama. The shoresh of the machshava is chaya. Ki bechinat ha'machshava hu keshemedabek machshavto lachshov ez einyan prati. Because the machshava itself is when you attach your mind to think of something in this world. Vehu bechinat neshama, kemo shekatuv, as it says in Iyov perek lamed bet, venishmat shaddai tevinem. The neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them havana. Veaz ha'machshava museget al kol panim le'ha'adam atzmo ha'mechashev. So the machshava al kol panim is musag, is understood, is grasped by the Adam HaChomri. Aval shoresh mekor motza klaliyut koach ha'machshava, but the source of where the koach ha'machshava comes from, hu tamir v'ne'elam legamre. That's hidden from us. She'eno musag gam le'ha'adam atzmo. Me'ayin timatze. The Adam is not able to fathom where the koach ha'machshava comes from. Ve'hu bechinat shoresh nishmato. That's the bechina of the shoresh to the neshama. V'zot ha-bechina ha-ne'elama. So now the question is, we said that the otiyot, surat ha-otiyot, is the nefesh. The nekudot is the ruach. The te'amim is the neshama. So what part of the words is keneget neshama de nishmeta? So he says, V'zot ha-bechina ha-ne'elama. This hidden bechina element, hi bechinat serufe ha-otiyot shel ha-teva. It's the combination of the letters of the word. The tzurat ha'otiyot is the nefesh, the nekudot is the ruach, the te'amim. But all that is still in the havana of the inyan of the word. But we know that this world is made out of letters. It's wood. Wood is made out of ayin and tzadik. Evan, a stone. A stone is made out of the energy of Aleph, Bet, and Nun. It's a tziruf miyuchad. It's a specific combination. Try it at home. Put an Aleph with a Bet with a Nun. Let's see. Maybe you get avanim. But the point is that the shoresh of the otiyot, betzirufehem, create. How the tziruf of the otiyot creates, that we don't know. Ze bechina ne'elama. זה קשור לחיה. והחיה היא בחינה נעלמת מאיתנו. הבחינה הזאת של צירוף האותיות הבורת והיוצרת והעושה is נעלם מאיתנו. This we don't know. וזאת הבחינה הנעלמה היא בחינת צירופי האותיות של הטבע, שהוא שורש נשמת האותיות. The neshama of the אותיות is the understanding of the אותיות, is the טעמים, right? Remember we said טעמים is the הבנה. The shoresh of the neshama of the otiyot, v'koach ruchaniyutehem b'shorsham ha'ilyon, and their spiritual roots in the shorsham ha'ilyon, v'amitat mahut sidrei tzirufam b'shorsham ha'ilyon, eno musag lanu ata. That we don't know. Achar she'en anachnu masigim ata b'chinat shoresh ha'neshama. Since, as we explained, right now, after Adam HaRishon, after the chet, we lost the chaya. So we're not able to understand Sirufe ha'otiyot. Ve'achar ha'tchiyah, but after tchiyat ha'metim, nitbonen bina besod sidre tzirufe ha'otiyot b'shoresh kedushatam. After tchiyat ha'metim, we're going to understand how the letters make the essence, the tzirufim of the otiyot. Ve'hu she'amru bezohar be'alotcha rabotai. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parashah be'alotcha tells us, Oraita talks about the Torah v'chule, u'le'alma de'ateh. And in Olam Haba, when Mashiach comes, l'achar tchiyat ha'metim, zaminin leistakela benishmeta lenishmeta deoraita. Then we're going to be zamin, we're going to be ready to look into the neshama of nishmat ha'torah. Halvay alenu nefesh ha'torah. Halvay alenu k'tzat ruach ha'torah. Neshmat ha'torah. Neshama shel nishmat ha'torah. That's only after tchiyat ha'metim. Vehu bechinat shoresh nishmot klal Yisrael yachad. From that same place, called the Chaya, called the Eretz Achayim, which is the Shoresh of the Neshamot, that's the place called Knesset Yisrael. That's where our Neshamot come from. So you understand when it says, Oraita ve-Yisrael chad, ve-Kudsh Abrichu chadu, the Shoresh of our Neshamot is from the Shoresh HaTorah, is from the Neshama le-Nishmat HaTorah. That's where our Neshamot come from. So the more a person is attached to his neshama, or the more a person builds his neshama, the more he builds his havanat ha-Torah, le'umka ve'lipnimiyuta, malchut ha'atzilut, lezot nikret, Knesset Yisrael. And in the Haggahah, he brings big inyanim over here. It's also called Yerushalayim, by the way. He brings in the Haggahah that this place, Eretz HaChayim, Knesset Yisrael, Sfirat Malchut ha'atzilut, it's called Yerushalayim. Yesh Yerushalayim shel Mata, Yesh Yerushalayim shel Ma'ala. Yerushalayim shel Ma'ala is Knesset Yisrael, is Bchinat Chaya, is Eretz HaChaim. So that's what he says here in the Haggahah. So when we're going to have Mashiach, when Yerushalayim is going to be built again, then we're going to be able to have a little of a kesher to the neshama of Nishmat HaTorah, which is the Chaya of Nishmat HaAdam, the Shoresh Nishmotenu. And that's also called Shekhinah, by the way. In the Kabbalah, you see all the time, Shekhinah is called Knesset Yisrael, it's called this, called... You could have one thing that has 10 nicknames in the Zohar Kadosh in Kabbalah. So this is called Eretz Chaim. It's called Malchut Atzilut. It's called Chaya. It's called Knesset Israel. It's called Yerushalayim. It's called Shechina. Ve'akol oto davar. Bchinot shonot be'oto davar. En kmo shekatuv ha'pasuk en itanu yodea adma. We don't know what we're saying, aval somehow our neshama is very much excited when it hears these words. Our neshama somehow gets very excited when we hear these words. And that's Perek Yud Zayin. And Perek Yud Chet, he will end off this shar with, putting a ribbon around this avodat ha'tfilah that we're talking about. Okay, Rabotai, so if we have a...